Yeah, I'm Avril Hopwood.
Thank you, Avril.
Yeah, my grandmother was Margie Roach, and then there's Kenneth Roach and Ruth Roach, my mum. And then little Avril Roach.
Okay.
The thing is, my father is very well known. It doesn't matter where he goes within the county, north or south. Oh, Ken Roach. It's like so many people know him, you know, because they farmed in Llanboidy. My father worked on the estate in Grisely until he went in the army, and then he became a bricklayer. But no matter where you go, even if you go into a pub somewhere, someone knows him. Oh, Ken Roach. It's just... We used to go camping, apparently, when I was a very young child, up in the Grisellys. Here's, like... 50 years ago, it was quite a trek to go to the Priscelli's, if you can imagine all the lanes. Ceirw, I was brought up first when I was very young, and my grandmother is the Grisely area. She was born in the Urbiston area, so south of the county. She didn't speak Welsh, but we often, like I said, went camping, apparently, up in the mountains. And I love these photos because it just seems, because it's before my brother was born, and we all look so young, as we do. But it's the things you used to bring. There's even a teapot with a tea cosy on it. I mean, who'd bring a tea cosy camping? You wouldn't dream of that today. But yeah, I don't know, we used to have a lot of fun. Me digging in the mud. Got to dig in the mud, haven't we? Make some mud pies. I'm sure there must have been water somewhere, because wherever, I always found water, apparently. I was always wet. We used to play in this, because there's a few streams coming down the Priscelly's, and they seem to have been... less of them now than there was when I was little. I remember, even as a young girl, there were more of a stream, whereas now they're like trickles. But before, you could even find little fish or tadpoles and things, but nowadays you don't seem to see that in them, which is a shame, because I always used to bring my girls up when they were young as well. I live in Haverfordwest. But I'm, again, like from Ceirw originally, and then we went to Lanfy, and then I think we slept in the van. From what I remember,
yeah.
Really, yes. Well, it was like, it had a very big bed at the back, a very big open bed with bench sheets.
Yes.
So I think my father slept out under the van, from what I've been told. My grandmother and me clutched in the middle, bless. It's only from what I've been told, but they more than likely had a mattress in there. I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't. Mm. One of those, it wasn't sleeping bags then, it was... quilts and blankets. But it does look as though it wasn't too cold. It looks like it's summer, so it's not too bad. Nice silk quilts. My grandmother had two or three of them, and I don't know what became of them, which is a shame. But I'm lucky enough to have nearly all her photos.